So, Bronwyn, I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to chat with you today more about how Canada Post is going to be issuing its fourth set of stamps in a multi-year series honoring the lives and legacies of Indigenous leaders across Canada. But let's start from the beginning here first. This launched in 2022. So what inspired you guys to do this? And what have you been doing over the last 3 years to also impact this initiative?
Canada Post prides itself on being among the nation's storytellers. And so to that end, we take a look at the many diverse communities in Canada. And of course, central to that is the history of the Indigenous peoples of this nation, of this country. So Canada Post's stamp program is guided by a stamp advisory committee, which is like a mini board of directors, which helps the program determine which stamp topics we'd like to focus on, how to approach some of the storytelling. And it was out of some conversations around that table with the Stamp Advisory Committee and with some of the external partner organizations that we work with that the idea for this series was born. So we will note on that, we have been working right since that first stamp year, that inaugural year in 2022, with the Assembly of First Nations, the Métis National Council, and the Inuit Tipperik Kanatami. So the idea behind this series is that when we're looking at exploring the remarkable individuals who have acted as leaders in some ways among the many diverse Indigenous communities in the country, that we're going to the ITK, the MNC, and the AFN and asking them to put names forward. So each year we have issued three stamps featuring three different leaders in the lead up to National Indigenous Peoples Day. And those leaders have been nominated by those respective partner organizations.
That's so incredible to know we have so many wonderful Indigenous, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people to celebrate in this way. So this year you have three new stamps coming out, preserving the culture and languages of their Inuit, Métis, and First Nations communities. Tell us a bit more about that.
So, yes, this year, as you noted, there is a bit of an emphasis on language preservation because obviously language is essential to culture. It's essential to the stories that Indigenous communities are telling, to their survival, to their way of being. So when we took the idea of a language preservation focus to our partner organizations, they came back with the three nominees we see on the stamps. And the first is Julia Hagwick Ogina, who is her stamp actually just launched, and she is based out of Ulahuktuk, and she has worked to preserve the Inuktitut dialect that she speaks. And she has published books. She's also an accomplished drum dancer, and she has worked with various regional authorities to create a language preservation framework. The Métis honoree for this year's stamp put forward by the Métis National Council is Sophie McDougall, who was a passionate Michif language keeper, also a teacher. She has translated books and other materials. She has a YouTube series out there as well, and she's worked on the Learn Michif app. So she has obviously done a lot to preserve and to further language, the Michif language in her community. And the third honoree is Bruce Starlight, who was nominated by the Assembly of First Nations. He's an elder and knowledge keeper who has spent pretty much his entire life, like more than five decades, working to save his language and culture from extinction. So Bruce has developed extensive Tutsina language materials, including dictionaries and recordings. And he's also worked to create traditional and historical accounts, and they are publicly available. So they are rolling out one at a time over the course of the launch event. So we really want to make sure that each of our honorees and their families have a moment to come together and celebrate the stamp launch, have their moment in the sun. So Julia's stamp has already launched. Mm-hmm. And then the unveiling event for Sophie McDougall's stamp is today. So if you head by the end of the day, if you head to the Canada Post website, those two will be available for pre-order on the website. Bruce Starlight's event is taking place on Thursday. That is the 19th of June. And then his will be available on the website. All of these stamps will be available on Friday, June 20th in Canada Post outlets across the country or available online.
Amazing. Everyone's going to have to pick them up because they're just gorgeous. Well, Bronwyn, thank you so much for joining me today. Is there anything else you would like to mention or talk about?
Nope, that's all. Thank you so much for your interest in the stamps and for sharing these stories.